Good afternoon. I heard the new Bible study started at Inokuchi from last Wednesday, right? I saw the pictures on Facebook. Yeah, seven people were met at the meeting, right? Is there anyone joined that Bible study? Well, one, just one. So please pray for that Bible study. I'm so sure that God will use that group, you know, to spread the gospel in that area and also the not only the Filipino people, but the Japanese living around there. Inokuchi area is a big area, and many people live there, but there are not so many active churches, unfortunately. Yeah. So I've been praying, and also Kevin and other pastors are praying for something we can start at the area, you know, ministry-wise. So that is one of the answer from God. So please pray for that. As Jim mentioned, at the church, we have a handbell concert for the victims of Tohoku disaster. And the handbell members and also another group from all over Japan, seven or eight people come for this concert, and they will have the concert tomorrow too at the Kenmin Bunka Center. That is for the concert for the peace, you know. If you have time, go to the Kenmin Bunka Center. You can hear the handbell, many handbell choirs. So Mitaki is one of them. So I have to go back to concert maybe 10 till 3. I have to pray and say something end of the concert. So I have only 20 minutes.
go.
Yeah. But this is good for you too, right? So he won't preach over 20 minutes. Before I start preaching, I have one testimony. I went to see the movie called Amazing Grace. Maybe some of you watched the movie already. It's the DVD is available. But this is the first time the movie was shown in the movie theater in Japan, in Hiroshima. That is called Salon Cinema or something. Yeah. And so if you have never seen, watched the movie, I suggest to. That is the historical movie. That's the story of abolish the slavery.
Slave trade.
Slave trade, right. Yeah. And related to the John Newton, who wrote Amazing Grace. Yeah. And I cannot remember the name who was the...
William Wilberforce.
Yeah, William... Right.
Wilberforce,
yes. He was inspired by John Newton and may have some suggestions. And he overcame many difficulties, but he finally won the abolition of slavery.
Abolition
of the slave trade. Yeah, I heard that words many times in the movies, but I can sorry about that. So that was a great movie. Yeah, because God used one person to change the history, you know. And of course, God used one song to inspire him, you know, one hymn, one song, and one guy. So God is always looking for someone to change the world, you know, to change something. So God is, of course, use church, family, nation, or a tribe, or a nation, but I think God is looking one guy, one woman, one man to faithful to God. So that is the movie. You know, that's the theme of the movie. This afternoon, I'd like to show one of them. It's called Stephen. Acts 7:54-60. That is the almost the end of the story of Stephen. I think all of you know that story. So I'd like to read the final part of the story, and I want to tell the privileges of the disciples. Let me read verse 54 to 60. When they heard this, they were furious and gnashed their teeth at him. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. At this, they covered their ears and yelling at the top of their voices, they all rushed at him, dragged him out of the city, and began to stone him. Meanwhile, the witnesses laid their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. When he fell on his knees and cried out, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. When he said that, when he had said this, he fell asleep. I want to tell the three privileges of the disciples. Through the statements, the words of Stephen. The scriptures I read, there are three words of Stephen. First one is, look, I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Number one, and number two, he said, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And final word is, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. Through these statements, I learned the privileges of the disciples. Number one, from the first statement, I can say, we disciples of Jesus Christ, have the place to look at. You know, this is the end of the long story. The Stephen was not the apostles, but he was a bishop of the first church. But he had a long testimony, you know, a long sermon toward the people in Israel. But like the verse 54 said, when they heard this, they were furious and gnashed their teeth at him. Because the not because the Stephen's story is long, but because his testament, his preaching is so made impact to them. So they cannot stand. Stephen's words is like a sword, you know, like pierce their hearts. So they cannot stand. So they really want to stop it, because the people who listening Stephen's testimony, they cannot resist it, because the words. Every single word Stephen said was true to them, you know. That's why they reacted not logically, but mentally, you know. So their feelings, they cannot stand. So Stephen can see the people, you know, come close to him, you know, with the full anger. Almost right after that, they grasp the ball, the stones and stone him. So maybe some of them start grabbing the stones, you know, or they made a fist, you know, and so the people are coming close to Stephen. Stephen did not see the people are listening, like you, you know, oh, it's a good story. No, that the people are furious and gnash their teeth, you know, like, what this guy is saying like that? Oh, I will kill him, or, you know. So, but in the midst of that, maybe hundreds of thousands of people are surrounding him. Stephen can see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. You know, he's like so serious situation. You know. And maybe some, I don't know, but the Bible doesn't say some disciples or apostles or bishops are around him. Maybe he's the only one. So full of enemies, and full of anger. So he's almost dying, right? But he did not see, he did not look around him and watch his friends or someone who can help him. Or he did not look for the ways he can escape. He looked up and he saw heaven. You know, this is like the midst of war. You know, the full of enemies, full of anger. But he look up with peace and see God and Jesus Christ. And this is the privilege, the first privilege of disciples. You know, we can see, no matter where you are, you know, how dangerous situation you are, you can look around? No, you can look up. Even though anybody can't help you, no friends, no family, no church members around you. Maybe most of the time, if you live in Japan, most of the people are not Christians. So you're the single one, and maybe you are you made some mistakes, or you know, you're so hard situation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what do you do? Call, made emails. Oh, look around. Anybody can help me? No. At that moment, we have the place we can look up. So when we look up, that we can see God, mm-hmm. Almighty God. The God who sent His only Son to save you, that is the God you can look up at. And even the Son is right hand, at the right hand of God. God and the Son look down you, so we should not afraid, no matter where you are. You know, maybe you have to go somewhere you don't know anybody, but you can look up. In Japan, United States, North Pole, South Pole, Pacific, anywhere, we can look up. You know. And also, number two, the privilege of the disciples is we have the place to go. The second statement of Stephen was, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. After he said, I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God, the people covered their ears and yelling at the top of their voices, and they rushed at him. Ah, you know, I don't want to hear anything. Do you do that? No? My wife do sometimes. If I say something, no, I can hear you. You know, my boys too. Oh, you have a daughter too. Yeah. Oh, I can hear you. Ah, I don't want to hear you anymore. They are like acting child, you know, children, right? You know, they're the scholars and governors and, you know, even maybe priests, the people, but they acting like children and dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. But while they were stoning him, Stephen prayed. While they were stoning him, many stones came upon Stephen. He was hurt. You know, he can hear his bones are broken. You know, it's full of blood. But at that moment, Stephen prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." His flesh, his body, was wounded, hurt, broken, smashed, you know, going into the earth. But he prayed, "Lord, receive my spirit." Disciples of Jesus Christ have the place to go. Our body will be destroyed. Everything we have is gone. But only the spirit, our spirit, is left, and where our spirit goes, to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ, who is the friend of us. He walked with us, even though we cannot see. But He is holding our hands. Every single moment. Do you feel that?
Amen.
Yes. Yes. He's watching 24 hours, no rest. He's listening a prayer 24 hours. And our spirit goes back to Him. Jesus Christ is waiting. Open their hands. Welcome back. Welcome back. We know what kind of life we walk, what kind of experience we do, how long we live, but we know where we go. That is the place, that is the best place, right? That is the best place. Most of the people don't know where they go, you know. That's why they are so eager to leave this world, you know. They are so meticulous what they are doing, what they were evaluated, you know, what they have, because they don't know where they go. But we know where we go.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. So we do not think about what we have. Even our bodies, you know, are going back to the earth. It's from the earth, so go back to the earth. But we can say, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Receive," you know, that is like the Jesus is waiting, right? That's why he said, "Receive my spirit." That is the second purpose of disciples. We have the place to go. Number three, we have the place to ask for. So the final words is the prayer. Lord, do not hold this sin against him. This is the prayer Jesus Christ prayed, right? On the cross. Stephen knew that. So he did exactly what his master did. That is the sign of disciple. We are the disciples. We walk on the steps our Lord Jesus put. So we do what he did. We talk like he talks. We think what he thinks. So even this, maybe the most miserable, disastrous situation, we can pray the most sweet prayer. Right? Because our Lord Jesus is with us. This is not the sake of Stephen, but Jesus is holding him. Right? That's why he can pray. That's what we can do, the disciples can do. And we can, if this is the final moment of Stephen, he prayed, Lord Jesus, do not hold this sin against him. What is the answer of this prayer? Saul. Also Paul is one of the prayer. Verse 59, 58 said, meanwhile the witnesses laid their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. Saul was watching. He, Bible doesn't say Saul stoned the Stephen. But he like, okay, go ahead, you guys, and stone him. I'm watching your clothes. So he's the baddest guy. Right? Yeah, I think. Yeah. Yeah. Go, go, go. Stone him, stone him. I watch your clothes, you know. He did not make his hands dirty. But he is the one who stoned, killed Stephen. But he listen these prayers. Because why these stories are on the book you have? Who remember the story? Paul. He heard the prayer right next to Stephen. That's why he remembered the story. He told the story to Luke, and Luke wrote them down. Stephen remembered the words, the single words of Stephen's. That's why the record of the Stephen's testimony is so long, because Paul remembered. Very impressed him. Yeah, impressed him. That is the testimony of Paul. Lord Jesus, hear the prayer of Stephen. Do not hold this sin against them. And Jesus saw the one guy right there, the baddest guy in the whole crowd. He picked him up and turned him into his disciple. Right? Amen? That's what God does. Right? That is the job of God. Jesus Christ. We are the disciples of him. We have the place we can look up, know where you are. We have the place we go, and we have the place we can ask for. That is the best place we can ask. Don't ask us, ask your friends. Ask God. Ask Jesus Christ. Even in the last moment of your life, Jesus is listening to your word. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the short story. But this is the strong story, even 2,000 years after now. we learn a lot from the Stephen's words, the way he lives, and the way he died. Lord, we are the disciples of Jesus Christ too. Lord, thank you that we have the place we can look up, and we can go there. And thank you that Jesus Christ is waiting for us. Thank you that Lord Jesus is listening our prayer and answer the prayer we make. Thank you so much that because we have these privileges, Lord, we make us courage to show our face to the people, to spread the Gospels, and to show the face to the people around us, Lord. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.